Yeah, recording.
Okay.
Fine. Quickly. A little small. This from Variety News Online, Stella and Sally.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sally.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I got to meet you for making your story about musician. Yes. For share Thailand fans and many fans in my media website around the world.
Okay.
Yes. Stella and about this is first time come to Thailand, and how do you feel about Thailand social classical?
Oh, it's not actually not my first time. It's my second time. I came here 2 years ago as a trio, but this time as a duo with my sister Sally. Thailand and classical music in Thailand, I think it's great. There are a lot of organizations which is willing to bring up the classical music, and like for example us, like we did workshops and meeting students like one-to-one, and we gave advices and like all the information we have which can help them a lot. And it has been great time for us to have that opportunity, because that's sharing what we have learned and then coming to Thailand, and yeah, just sharing, that's been great for us. Thassana, Ajahn Thassana, he's great job in like growing the classical music in CM Society, Jersey CM Society, and I think it's gonna be great. Like, yeah, it's great now, but I think it's gonna develop so much.
Yeah. And Sally, same question.
Yes. I've really been enjoying the environment here. It's quite a different group of audiences here, and I think they're really friendly, and it's such a nice environment to work in. And it's been really fun going to like Konkan University and the Huck School there in Konkan. It was really fun sharing our music, as Stella said, and yeah, I really do want to come back if somebody invites us. Yes.
And next question, Stella, can you share about what is your beginning point of your being musician, when you're interested in classical music?
I see. My mom is a pianist, and since I was born with all the piano and all the musical notes and sounds and everything. And Sally and I actually both started piano, cello and violin at once when we were 4 years old. And mom was like, choose one instrument so I can have do the major in it. So I was like, I want to do the violin because cello was too heavy for me. So that's how I started. And like, I enjoyed it, and people liked me playing violin, and I went to competitions, and like gradually it was so natural for me to just continue my way to career as a violinist. And then the important fact is that I enjoy it and I love it. I love the part where when I share my sound and pour my heart to the music, so everyone in the audience can agree with it and have I don't know how to explain it. Very harmonious with the audience, like have the same heart as I. Yeah, that's how I...
Yes. Stella and Sally, and same question.
Yes, as Stella said, we've both started playing three instruments at once, and I think one of my biggest things happened to me that made me really want to continue with music was playing chamber music. Chamber music as you know, is like playing with a group of friends and making music. And the whole goal was to play together as a group and then compete in a national competition called the Chamber Music New Zealand. And it's for secondary high school students, but you know, it's that age when you really love playing with your friends, talking with your friends, like, I don't know, spending time with your friends. So through that, I really enjoy playing music because you get to spend time more with your friends and have sleepovers and like drink all day. I mean, we don't drink alcohol. we're a little. Yeah, but I mean, I think that was really what made me get into music, because you really get to open your imagination and enjoy and explore like what you can do with just a little melodic passages. It's just incredible. So I think that was the moment where I really started to enjoy playing music. And then with this chamber music thing, after graduating high school, with Stella and I both competed in the national ROSL, which is called Royal Overseas League competition. And that competition, we were really lucky, and with our trio that we came with 2 years ago, we've gathered as a trio and then played all over UK, playing in, how many concerts did we play in?
12 concerts.
Yep, 12 all over concerts. UK for over 2 months. And the whole fee, I mean, the scholarship was worth 50,000 New Zealand dollars. And they spent everything on us to really play and enjoy and experience the musical culture in Europe. And so on our way back to New Zealand from the UK tour, we got to know Ajahn Thasana.
Yeah.
So he invited us to play in a couple of concerts as a little relaxing and really nice environment friendly, nice hotels. So yeah. That's how we came to get across with Ajahn Thasana and Thailand music.
Yeah. And next question, Stella, can you share about what is your special technique when you play classical music?
Okay, so the special technique, like the best technique is to enjoy it first. Enjoy. You have to enjoy the musical aspect. And then to support the musical aspects, we need to do the technical exercises, like technical things, aspects. So, like, I don't know, music these days, they focus on technical too much than musical. Like, if the fingers are fast, it's good, but for me, it's not. It's more musical. If musical is good, that's good, not just the technical. So, for me, it's really important to enjoy the musical first, and then for technique, you mean like the practicing technique. I don't do long hours for once, but I tend to do them in chunks, like for 1 and 2 hour, and then like having a break in between and another few hours and having a break. So because it tires me if I just take long shot of practicing. So for every musician, I think it's really, really important to make music and not being stressful about it, like not being stressful about doing the techniques, the shifting, the intonation. Okay, it is stressful, but musical is first, so yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you really enjoy the musical part of it, that's what really makes you get into that, what do you call it, that oomph to really practice. Because I really love this passage and I really want to make it perfect. And that's the inspiration that comes out from it. So, and I think I really do agree with Stella, because we're kind of small. We don't have like 2 meter hands. Yeah, it's very hard for us to actually sit down and practice for 2 hours straight, and it really hurts our shoulders and backs and muscles. Yeah, so I think it's really important to practice in sections, is what Stella said. But just practicing in sections doesn't mean playing the same thing over and over again, but actually knowing what you need to fix. That's the most important thing, because that will save your time. So say like a semi-quaver fast passage is really hard and you really need to get it right. we use different types of rhythms, such as like using dotted rhythms, etc., to practice those sections and actually make our practice really fun and exciting. Yeah, that's really important, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And Stella, and next question. What is the next challenge in the world of classical music, and can you share about for your fan update music? What is the next challenge in the world of classical music? Your challenge.
My challenge.
Yeah.
My challenge in classical music. Can you answer first?
Yeah. I think classical music itself, young people tend to think that it's very old and a bit boring, and it's always Mozart and Beethoven, and it's not really relatable to their contemporary lives. And I think to really make that classical music really interesting for everyone, especially to our age people, I think it's we've been like thinking of like incorporating, I don't know, fun contemporary music into classical style music. That's, we're still working on it, but I don't know, I think Stella can answer this one.
Okay. It's quite a tricky question. it's also my challenge, but I think it's also all the music society challenge. Another step to think about is that for me, music is a sound, a good sound that which can entertain people. But there are some so-called music. It's just noise, like this clap or the like radio sound and no sound. People call it music. For me, music is a sound, good sound. So all the contemporary music, okay, they have all the meanings and but for me as a classical musician, I really think it's important not to forget the classical good sound music that our ancestors like Mozart, Beethoven, all the harmonies and rules and all these forms. Like I really hope that we don't lose that. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And next question, what is the next step about of your Thailand? After Thailand.
Okay. So in September I'm going to US to do my doctorate degree in University of Arizona. So I'll be there for 2 years and I'll be teaching undergraduate chamber musicians there and also participate as a string quartet, so I get to perform around US and I get to compete in the competitions and yeah, just play concerts and all over US. That's my plan.
Yeah. And next question, what is the main theme of your working in your philosophy, main idea of your work music?
Philosophy idea of my music making. Well, I'm a Christian, and like when I perform on the stage, all I care about and I think about is that I just want to glorify God, because music is something which is so beautiful, but the sound can just disappear. But for me, I do music because it's a gift from God. So it's really privileged for me to play music on stage, because that's really special time for me to send my love and God's love to everyone, so that everyone can just love each other and you know, share love. So that's why I do music. Basically, that's the reason. Yeah.
This same question.
What's the question?
Your main idea.
My main idea?
Doing music.
Yes, I'm also a Christian, and I really... This is actually one of my biggest challenges, how to glorify with my music. Yes, so as a musician, I have to always be prepared in what any music I have to play with, and so technically I think I really have to carry on with my studies and do everything so that there's no obstacles in me sending messages through my sound to music. Yeah, sorry, this is a really hard question.
Just to add more, music is something that can make people so ignorant, because everyone's like clapping for you, like, and I'm just on the stage by myself and everyone's clapping for me and oh, I'm the top. But I think for me, like, the more I get the clap, the more I need to be humble, and then so God can glorify, not me being glorified, but so my hardest challenge is to be humble on the stage, wherever, after concert, people say, oh, you were great, you were amazing, but okay, thank you, but it's not mine, it's all his.
Yes.
So yeah, that's more.
Yeah. And last one, please say something for Thailand fans, classical, and your fan around the world.
Oh, well, please don't forget to enjoy music, and when you hear my music, hope you know what I'm trying to portray through my music, and God really loves you.
And for me, I hope you never lose the enjoyment music gives to you. Always be surrounded with music, because it can really sorry. So my type is okay. My type is. I love you guys. Please enjoy Stella and I music, and keep us. I don't know. Wait, sorry. I don't know.
We love you.
Yeah,
we love you.
Become friends with us on Facebook. And we have our own website called www.trinitytrio.nz.com, and you can see our updates and our upcoming concerts worldwide, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes, and yeah.
That's all.
Thank you for coming, Stella and Shelly, for your share making interview with VarietyNewsOnline.com.
Thank you.
And thank you. After interview, I have for a little bit time for take a photo together.
Thank you.